Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, Jack Fritz, Ike Reese, hanging out here at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. It is Marks and Reese, and today's show is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Baseball season is almost here. Enjoy all the baseball action this season at Chickies and Pete's. Find a location at chickiesandpetes.com. The Twitter question brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Looking to get engaged? Visit the home team with the best selection of diamond engagement rings to fit every budget. Visit marks-jewelers.com. Is 2023 a Super Bowl or bust year for the Eagles now? 66% is saying yes. Seems like a lot of people. You know, I think they think this is a Super Bowl caliber team. But I think they're a little bit afraid to commit and go all the way in. They know how hard it is for teams to go to back-to-back Super Bowls. Even though the Patriots did it for a little bit there, and the Cowboys of the 90s. And I know that, you know, I think a lot of it also could be, Ike, that they're guarded against what happened in 17. You know, 17, they obviously win. And then there was that expectation on the year after of, like, well, you're going to go back. Like, Carson's healthy now, and you still have a young core in place, and this is the new norm, and this is kind of what we do now. Mm-hmm. But I think the difference between, obviously, this team and that team is that, A, their quarterback's healthy. I mean, the quarterback being healthy is a major, you know, difference of those teams. And also, there's no controversy. Like, there's no possible locker room split. Everyone's on the same page. Everyone's pulling in the same direction. And I see them bringing back the old guys, and there's a part of me that's concerned. And there's a part of me that's like, they're 30. They can't do this forever. But there's a bigger part of me, at least with this year only, that says they brought back the right guys. And they brought back the guys that are going to push this team forward and keep this thing together if they are in these big games. And we're going to see the Eagles play in big games. Mm-hmm. And Jalen's on this track now where if he really wants to be this guy and he's going to be the $50 million a year guy and he wants to truly be in the Burrow, Allen, Mahomes tier, it's time. And Howie's done his part. Now it's on number one.
Yeah, I mean, listen, part of that is the equation, is a part of the equation. I don't know if that is concerning to some or that gives them pause or calls the pause. I don't think that's what it is. I think most people are and feel very comfortable in believing in Jalen's ability to repeat, if not surpass, what he did last year. There's something about the overall view of either the team or what they're going to be up against, whether it's the schedule or it's history or Father Time on the defensive end, that is keeping everybody from fully buying all the way in and saying it's Super Bowl or bust. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. I will say this. I don't get a sense that people have lowered expectations to the standpoint where it's like, we don't care if they make the playoffs or not. No. The future is bright and we're going to be all right. I just think there's something about this team, where they are right now, that fans don't want to be disappointed by the team and get jaded with the team. They like the team. They like the team.
And it took, like, it's interesting that he said that he don't want to get jaded by the team. You know, like, because
but that's what happened with the Super Bowl team.
Yeah, it turned
into,
like,
disliking players.
Right, right. But, you know, like, even BG and Kelsey and Fletch, to an extent, they survived the storm.
Well, Fletch hasn't survived. He's physically survived the storm. He has not survived the storm. Stop it. topic. We're not going to try to rewrite revisionist history here. Fletch is not a fan favorite, and you know it, and I know it, and I don't understand why. But for some reason, he's on the bad side of his fan base, and he has not recovered.
No, he's not.
No.
But what has annoyed me and what has me trying to –
he's not for me, by the way, but I know he is for this fan base. Yeah.
I want us back to what I grew up with. And I know that's a lot younger for a lot of people. I know that's like, oh, you were eight. Like, how can you really know what I went through? And, yes, I totally understand that the Super Bowl changed things.
It did.
But when you go and you bring back these guys, the Slays, the Bradburys, the Fletch, the BG, like, there's no, if we make the NFC Championship game, that's fine. These guys were just in the Super Bowl. They had a 10-point lead. There were a holding call, a bad field, a fumble, a punt return away from being champions. And it's time to get back there and finish the freaking job. It's time to finish the job. And the roster set, Father Time, we'll see. It's on Jalen now.
Tougher schedule, too.
Tougher schedule. I get it. But now it's Jalen.
It's a lot easier to beat Daniel Jones and Wentz and Ryan Tannehill and
so it's a tougher,
Matt Ryan. It's a lot easier to win those games.
I agree with you. It's a tougher schedule in the regular season. What's going to be interesting is that who emerges in the NFC?
The only reason why I say that is that affects your seeding.
Hmm?
So you may be a two-seed.
We might have to go to San Francisco rather than San Francisco.
Exactly right, yeah, because make no mistake, San Francisco is playing a first-place schedule, too.
Yep.
And they play each other. They may open the season against each other.
I think they will.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good way to start this
season. Oh, it sounds like a great way to start the season.
Javon Hargrave coming back.
Yes, Javon Hargrave.
Revenge game. Boom. You going to boo Javon Hargrave? I know.
I appreciate what Javon did here, his 3 years here, but I don't know if I'm necessarily really considering Javon Hargrave an Eagle.
I don't think so.
I appreciate his contributions, though, for 3 years.
I will say the one – now, monetarily wise, I'm not sure how the cap works. So, like, full disclosure there. A little disappointing there hasn't been, like, the Hargrave signing where it's a guy that is about to get his second contract that is an ascending player. Like, they did that with him. They did it with Brandon Brooks. They did it with Malcolm. There hasn't been that signing this time around. And maybe it's because they don't have enough money for it, but that's been a little disappointing. Eagle Shirley is on with Marks and Reese. What's happening, Cheryl?
Hey, my family. Listen, happy belated birthday, too, Prince.
What's up, Eagle Shirley? What's up?
Listen, all is well. Let me tell you something. I had so much going on. I needed to handle some things before I can commit to your show in the afternoons, the evening, because it's on and popping. I'm already outside chickens and feet. I just needed to sit out here before I can get my stomach ready to order me some crab because I am hungry. I'm coming to watch the 4-for-4. I'm coming to watch the Sixers and my Eagles, my Philadelphia Eagles. So let me tell you something. Howie, you doing your thing. Listen, I'm not mad at him. I love what he's doing, but he's not finished. He's not finished. So until we play in September, just be expected. They're unexpected. I'm telling you, because he's like a magician with the salary cap, with the draft, with the free agency. You know, I'm excited. To be a fan right now of any Philly team right now is exciting.
Yeah. I will say this, Eagle Shirley, and you're absolutely right. I think Howie has earned the benefit of the doubt, and he's earned the right for us to be patient and allow him to continue to work. We're just impatient, some of us, including us that host these shows. We're impatient, but Howie has shown time after time, year after year, he knows what he's doing more often than not.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to the off-season moves. He just does.
Right. Cap stuff he knows.
Yeah.
Right. But isn't it ironic that when we had Chip Kelly, and Chip Kelly – was the coach and the GM making all of that on changes here, cutting people, letting people go, trying to get Marcus. Now, look who's in charge. I was sitting there laughing at his moves, like chess moves, and I'm loving it. And speaking of the 76ers, I said to my son 2 weeks ago, I forgot which game it was, but I've never watched Embiid with another player other than the beard, other than Harden, the way he was feeding Embiid the ball. I cannot remember which game it was. And it made me say, wow, is this what the level I should be watching, I should have been receiving from Embiid, from, you know, another player that's supposed to be beside him, whether it was Ben Simmons, and not taking nothing away from when, what's his name was here?
Jimmy Butler.
You're not taking nothing away from him, but what I'm seeing, what Harden is doing with Embiid, I'm telling you, I'm getting goosebumps, I'm getting butterflies, and I'm loving every bit of it. So to your point, Fitz, I am excited to see what Harden is doing with the Philadelphia 76ers. But I'm like you, Ike, we need him to help bring us a championship. We
damn
need him
right.
to help us to get out that damn
He's working on it, Cheryl. He's working on it. He's
saying,
got a
man,
lot of stuff
know?
To overcome.
I love y'all. I'm about to come in because I got to order me some crab fries.
Come on in, Cheryl.
All right, Cheryl. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, our love isn't easy. We don't give away our love easy. You got to do something to earn it, man.
Well, listen, he has gotten Embiid to playing the best we've ever seen Joel Embiid play.
Is this true?
And
this
I
true?
Think a lot of that has to do with this little, the little pocket pass when he gets out of the Joel Embiid, James Harden pick and roll is everything we could have ever dreamt.
Listen, it's nice. It's been nice in the regular season.
Oh, there
it's
it
been
is.
Cute.
There it is. The C word. the cute saying. Word.
It's been cute in the regular season. Awesome. What are we going to do when a team actually devises a defense to slow that down and we have to do something else?
Yep.
That's what happens in a 7-game series in the playoffs.
Yep. And believe me, I know. But at least it's like – at least I'm not entering into it without any hope.
I agree.
Like, and
well, you know, I got them. They're locked for the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm ready to put them in the finals.
I agree.
I'm close. We play ball. We play Denver one more time. We play
March 27th.
We play Milwaukee again. We got a few other tough ones, and I'm glad we're going through this gauntlet because I want to see what type of toughness we do have.
Well, and that March 27th game, I think, is going to be electric.
Who was that against?
That's against Denver.
That's against Denver, yeah.
And
that's
like,
out there in Denver, too.
And we need to start a campaign, Banalytics.
Banalytics.
Banalytics, so that we can get Joel Embiid the MVP. Because the only reason not win the MVP is because these stupid numbers. But, you know, I entered the season for the Sixers, and I've entered in the last couple of years with the Sixers, where it's like, this is a waste of my time. They're not going to be able to get the job done. They're not going to be able to go and take their team to the next level. And it's been nice to finally feel
like, Pete the Crab.
I think he's feeling some James Harden vibes. He's starting to believe a little bit in James Harden.
King Crab is in the house. What's up, Pete?
What's going on, Pete? Good to see you.
Yes, sir.
It's a big day.
I got my green on.
And they won. And they won, Pete. So,
right.
Yeah. He never takes a step back season, by the way.
Nah, this dude never has a step back year.
No, never.
Has a step back year. He's always going upward and forward.
Yeah.
That's right. He doesn't look in the rearview mirror. That's
Things
right.
in the mirror appear closer than you might think.
That's right. The great Pete Cherokee in the house,
yep.
ladies and gentlemen.
It's a big day for him. It's a big day.
Half
for
off
him.
For everybody.
Yep, rounds on him. Rounds on him. Ike's in Southwest Philly. What's happening, Ike?
Yo, what's up, y'all?
How you feeling?
What's up, Ike?
Hey, nine. So, I want to ask one thing, and then I want to get to my sixth point. Ike, okay. Just to make sure I heard you right, you said you looking like you expect just the Philly just need to get to the playoffs and you could deal with it at this point, or something like that, paraphrasing. I just
the
want
Phillies.
To make sure I'm cool with Philly, yeah, the Phillies.
Yeah, the Phillies, yeah.
So why the double standard? When we talk about the Eagles is Super Bowl or bust. When we talk about the Sixers, they got to get past the third. This team just was in the World Series, and their team is better on paper than it was last year. Why are we lowering the expectations for them?
Fair question, Ike. That is a fair question. And the only reason I'll say the reason my standard isn't as high, baseball, a little bit harder. A little bit harder. They're in a much tougher division. They're not even the best team in their own division. They may be the third best team in their division. But I understand from your expectation point. You're absolutely right.
Just a counterpoint.
Yeah.
Football, one and done. So that's hard.
That's true.
And with the Sixers, they ain't the best team in the East. according to most people. So
that's
I'm just saying.
They might have the best player in the East, though.
That's true.
Oh, I agree with that. I agree with that. That was just a aside when I heard that.
Oh,
but,
listen, and we hold each other accountable on this show, man. So, hey, I think that's a fair question.
That's why y'all the number one show.
Yeah, that's a fair question.
Whatever.
Fair question.
Yes, sir.
Well, hold on. Right, before we get to the rest of yours,
sorry,
Jack.
Sure, go ahead.
Jack,
go ahead.
Let's hear your answer for this, Mr. Baseball.
Correct.
Why don't the Phillies have the same expectation?
Well, it's weird. It's weird because I'm not there. Like, I am expecting them back in the World
Series. Oh, so you are expecting them to get back there.
For both of our teams. Like,
okay.
I expect the Eagles back there. I expect them to win it. Phillies, I expect to get back there. I understand how tough it is. But I've seen it happen more often in baseball than I have in football. The Astros just did it. They beat us.
Okay.
The 14-15 Royals did it. They went back.
Okay.
So it's hard. You need breaks. You need guys to get healthy. You need to recreate the magic. But I'm just telling you, from being down there, from seeing how they've played on the field, there's a different vibe around this team. And last year was like they lost, and it was like, ah, that sucked. This year, it's totally different. This year is if you lose, it's back to being losing 10, losing 11 that were devastating.
All right. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
That's good. That's
how's
a good
that
answer.
For holding everyone
fair.
Accountable?
Yeah.
Just to be fair. Getting to a championship for anybody is tough, so I agree with what you're saying.
Well, I want to be the new Boston, Ike. I don't want to be, you know, loser.
We're the new Buffalo. We lose the championship.
Exactly right. No one wants to be Buffalo. Sorry, Glenn.
Yo, but real quick, the Sixers. I got two things I think that be slept on with the Sixers. Y'all still there?
Yep, we're listening.
Okay,
yep.
Cool. Is I think PJ and Doc. Everybody knows about him beating Harden, and I do trust Harden right now. PJ and Doc. The reason I say PJ is because I think they've been having him lay low for most of the year because he's older, and I think we're going to see his worth.
That's
and
right.
You've been seeing him hitting the boards in late in these games and stuff like that.
He's a dirty work guy, Ike.
Yeah. And then against Portland, I don't know if y'all seen the post game. Doc said, mentioned the story. He said in the locker room, he went up to Maxey and told Maxey, I don't want no excuses. You played defense tonight. I could see you could do that, and you need to be doing that every game. And that's the type of stuff, and I bet you know it better, Ike, but that's the type of stuff a locker room dude could get infectious in the whole team.
Yep.
And the only thing about Doc, I would say, I give Harden credit because he hitting them off with that little side pass on the pick and roll. Mm-hmm. But to be fair, before Harden got there, Doc moving being from the post to that high post where it's harder to trap him because you can't come from both sides. So I'm just saying, that's just some things I've seen.
You're saying give Doc a little love, too, huh?
Yes, sir. No, y'all be easy. Great show,
Cassell.
Y'all.
That's Sam Cassell, Ike. That's Sam Cassell. All
right, y'all be easy.
All right. There he goes.
I don't know if I could do all of this in one damn season, man.
I know.
I gotta be a Beard fan and a Doc fan
and a playoff PJ Tucker fan. You know what we call him?
What?
Playoff P.
Playoff P.
Playoff P.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what. We get past the second round, I'm open to loving everybody.
Yeah, well, and it'd be
we get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm open to loving everybody.
It'd be refreshing. Yes. I mean, because they were kind of the parallels between the Sixers and the Phillies, I think, are so interesting. Because heading into last year for the Phillies and heading into the last, I think, two seasons for the Sixers, there hasn't been that real feeling they could do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Phillies went out and they were like, let's go keep adding. We're bringing in all these guys. And the whole narrative of, well, you can't buy your way to a championship. Well, the Phillies are kind of disproving that. They're working
certainly
their way.
Are.
They're working their way to that. And the Sixers, you know, I think for the first time, people believe they can actually make a run. There was a bit of the apathy that had set in, I felt like, with a lot of the fan base. And I know for me.
I don't think they're there yet.
I don't think a lot. I think we're getting there.
We're getting there.
They definitely – there's still a lot of scars. There's still the Game 7 against the Hawks that still lives on. That Heat series was demoralizing, seeing them just get bodied.
And by the way, rightfully so.
Yes.
Skepticism there. There's rightful skepticism there.
But it's a lot like the Phillies in the last couple of Septembers.
Yep.
Where, like, the Septembers, like, they're going to collapse. That's what they do.
But
I felt it for a majority of the year that team was different, and that's how I feel about the Sixers team.
I agree.
And it's a good spot to be at. And, you know –
we're going to get that 2 seed.
I think they're working their way to that.
Yeah.
I think they're working their way to that. And last thing before we go back to the phones. The Sixers, I believe they are better constructed than that team that lost to Kawhi. I know Jimmy, and he has the late-game heroics, and that works. Redick was pretty good. But I think we have a bit of a revisionist history about that team because it never really felt like the pieces fit.
Only because they got put together during the season. That was, I think you underestimate how deep that team was.
I think they had a higher upside. Yeah. And I think that they're more talented, like the Bellinelli off the bench and Ilyasova. That was
he had Boban. Yeah, Bobby and Toby, you did.
It cost Toby a freaking max contract. But I just think that this
JJ, Jimmy.
This is
it's a good team.
Better
man.
Constructed team, I believe, is this Sixers team.
Yeah. Who we had there? We had Brett there as the coach.
Yeah. Would you take him back right now for the playoff run?
No. No.
OG Wade to Chester. What's happening, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Oh, doing great,
bro. OG.
Hey, Ike, you sitting over there letting the rookie, man, he Kenny from the Dirty 30, man.
What did he do?
I know. I called him Kenny.
Oh, he did?
Kenny, I didn't mean to pull
the camera.
I know. I didn't mean to pull the camera.
That's, oh, I didn't even realize it,
I realized
OG.
It.
I didn't realize
it. Far down the road, you know?
Let me say this, man. I want to welcome Eagle Shirley to our show. You understand?
She's walked
I really
in.
Do.
She's honored.
And I want to know, are we able to trade some of these idiots that we got over here, like Mad Mike? I mean, I want to trade Mad Mike for somebody else. I mean,
what can
anybody
we fetch
that, yeah, what can we actually get for Mad Mike?
Probably some ping pong balls or something.
Wow, you know trading I mean? Mad Mike for a bag of balls. That's
yeah, probably some tasty cake. Y'all got a lot of them. I mean, we
is there?
See
yeah,
that.
Well, we'll start evaluating other shows' callers, see if we can work a trade with some of the other hosts.
Yeah, let's do that. Listen, man, I want to say this here, and I understand what you're saying about the Sixers when you say that you got them in the finals. But you said that defensively.
Eastern Conference Finals. Eastern Conference Finals, OG.
Right, but what I'm saying, and in that is where, in that playoff, to get even out of the second round, they're going to face some defenses because the tough defenders are in the East.
Yep.
When you get to the West, there's really a cakewalk after that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But right now, so I would pause on that and wait for Embiid to stand up and be that guy. And to Ike. Not you, Ike, but the Ike that just got off and wanted to give Doc some love. I don't mind you giving Doc love, but Doc carry a lot of golf clubs in his hand and everything. And so I would give that credit more to James Harden because if everybody, like y'all say y'all the basketball guys, y'all watch it.
Yes.
I don't watch it at all. But here's what
I
do see when I do watch it. I see James Harden getting mad at Embiid because Embiid would not do the pick and roll. Would not be there in that five. Now that James Harden, because he has a high basketball IQ.
Correct.
So once he's got Embiid to buy into that, now you're seeing them be more effective. So pause on giving Doc that credit because Doc ain't that damn bright either. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I will say, this is a big step for you, OG, because you used to call him James Hardley.
Well, I didn't want to be disrespectful.
When
I'm trying to give you knowledge with college, I don't want to give you, like, disrespect because it overshadows the purity, the organicness in my words.
Not organicness. Okay.
I mean, yeah. So
it's a big word on this show, OG.
Yeah, you know, so.
Mike almost
listen,
graduated
man.
Kansas State, but we're not.
And I want to say this to CJ. CJ, if you're listening, bro, because I know you are, you need to put a damn pen in your hand, bro, okay? And you need to put something on that paper because don't let something pop out from another team that's a safety that's got some experience at that spot now because the only damn thing that's holding your paycheck back is the fact that you only been doing it for 1 year, my brother. Now, you let a team put a safety – because they can't afford to pay him. Because it's about to go down. I'm gonna tell you that right now. It's about to happen. So you better get that pen in your hand, bro. On some real stuff.
It's time for you to wake up. Yeah, it's time to wake up and get with a real squad. Yeah.
Because it's already clear that you're. I ain't gonna say you're not.
Well, you're not worth what you're not worth what you think you are. Yeah.
The market is not where you thought it was going to be, and all of us were surprised at it. Yeah. And I'm the one that broke the egg on that one. I told everybody why the market's down.
Your sources were saying that, yep.
Nah, I ain't no damn source. This is me now. This is the OG. I'm the one that said that, you know, why the market got changed for the corners and the safeties, okay? It's because the quarterbacks is demanding guaranteed money now. And if anybody, Stevie Wonder could see that. Y'all come on, man. Y'all got to think right. Yeah, you know. I'm just giving it to you. You know what I'm saying?
I got you, buddy. Makes sense to me. Have a great weekend.
All right, OG.
Yeah, good to talk to him. I mean, I guess you could say with C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
As soon as Washington is ready to give Lamar a guaranteed contract, he'll be in Washington. No, he won't be in Washington.
Who?
Lamar.
Oh, okay.
Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see.
But they just get. What they just signed Jacoby and Sam Howell.
Yeah.
You think they would decide to?
If I was a Washington fan,
I would take him.
I would say, like, let's figure this one out.
Yeah.
And maybe trade Sam Howell for a seventh.
Yes, yeah, or trade Sam Howell in the draft. I mean, in the package with Lamar back to Baltimore.
Right. I guess you could say with C.J. Gardner-Johnson, a bird in the hand is
better than two in the bushes.
Right.
There you go.
That works. 215-592-9494 is how you get in on this Friday, St. Patrick's Day. I'm sure people out there celebrating.
Oh, man. Let me get my cobblestone on.
There's a Michigan State jersey. Look at that thing.
Mateen Cleaves. There you go, Mateen. Oh, maybe that's not the right guy I should bring up. But Magic Johnson. There you go, Magic.
Well, what was he? 30? Was he 32 at Michigan State?
Magic?
Yeah, 33. And then Larry Bird happened, so he's like close to 32.
No, yeah. Kareem had 33.
Oh, right. 215-592-9494. We are live at Chickies and Pete's, and it's a Friday. So try Chickies' new Lent menu available at all locations for dine-in or takeout. Find a location at chickiesandpeets.com.
Are we playing Irish music?
I don't even know what Irish music sounds
like. Turn it up! It sounds like a lot of bagpipes.
I don't think it's Irish music. The only Irish-ish song I know is like Shipping Up to Boston.
Yeah.
That's about it. That's the extent of my...
What's a good Irish movie?
The Italian Job.
There you go.
No, I'm just kidding. That would not
How
be.
About the Departed?
The Departed was the one I was thinking
there
of.
There you go.
It's my favorite movie of all time-ish, I think.
There you go.
I liked it, you know, a while ago. I probably haven't.
The Departed?
I loved it.
Oh, it's still good.
It's still great.
Still good. I watched it a couple weeks ago.
Well, you're a big mob guy.
Yeah. I'm intrigued.
Well, then I watched The Irishman. That was awful.
Haven't seen that.
It is bad. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Talking in 2023, make or break, boom or bust, Super Bowl or bust.
Blown Away was a good Irish movie. You know who played in Blown Away?
No.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Really?
I forget the other guy that played in it. You wouldn't know him if I said his name. I can't remember his name. I can see his face, but I can't think of his name. I know his name was Jimmy in the movie, though. He was like a bomb squad cop.
Nice.
They defused bombs. And Tommy Lee Jones was a – never mind.
All right.
People out there know the movie that I'm talking about. Well, Blown Away is a pretty good movie.
And I'm, you know, of a younger demographic, so my knowledge of 80s
that
and
was
90s.
A 90s movie, yes.
Yes, yes. But regardless, coming up next, the top 5 and 5 – Tucker Bagley taking it down today. We'll get back to all your calls on the Eagles, Sixers, everything we talked about today. That's all coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.